Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You got it.
It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And if you ever need some advice, if you don't know how to handle a situation, you can slide up in our DMs and we try to help you out, like Anna. She said,
"Okay,
I've really been struggling financially. Since I was furloughed from my job last spring, I picked up a couple of side hustles, but it still hasn't equaled what I was making last year.
Okay.
I've run through my savings, but I've tried to remain positive. Every month, it's been a struggle to pay everything, but I've barely gotten by. Well, I finally got a shot, a big shot at a dream job, but it's in Philly.
Oh.
The salary is great. I'm excited to move. But the startup company doesn't pay for you to move.
Mm. Oh.
I've been trying to sell things to make it happen so I wouldn't have to miss out on this dream opportunity. This weekend, I was going for a run on Bayshore early in the morning before I started one of my side hustles. As I was stretching by my car, I found an envelope with $2,500 in it.
Oh!
Jeez.
Oh.
$2,500!
That's a lot of envelope cash.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I told my friends about it, and they're split. A few said I should take it and consider it a sign from the universe that I'm supposed to move. Other friends said it's really bad karma, and it will taint my move and my future job. What do I do? Anna.
Wow. Now,
obviously, if you just find money like that, where do you return it to?
The police station.
Well, I was going to ask what, I mean, there's nothing. It's just literally an envelope right. with cash.
Right.
Sounds like drug money.
Parking lot?
Be careful.
Well, my thought is if depending upon where you are on Bayshore, like maybe someone was like going, like walking to work or if you like are parked. If you're by the Tampa Convention Center, people have weddings there. There's all sorts of different events that happen there.
Yeah.
And so maybe people were using money. Because I was over in that area this weekend, and I saw a bunch of tourists. I was there, like, later in the day.
Mm.
And so, you know, when people travel, they take money with them. So I'm wondering if it was a tourist who maybe was there late at night or something. And I mean, there are so many different explanations on what that money could be.
Yeah.
Do you just take money to the Tampa Police Department?
Yeah, I would. I would bring that right to the police department. And if nobody takes it, I think they give it to you. But, like, I don't know. I think that's bad karma coming your way if you decide to take it. Like, that is like, hey, it's not mine, but I'm going to take it. That you're literally going to live with that on your shoulders. Like, watch what happens when you move. I don't know. A bear might chase you.
In Philly?
I don't know. Well, that'd be the really bad karma that a bear ends up in Philly.
Wow. Okay, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Holly, what do you think?
I'm gonna take the money.
Really?
What? You can't take the money.
Why can you not take the money?
Because that's bad karma. That could be drug money. That
I'm
could be like
sorry?
The cartel looking
You're
after
not
you.
In charge of karma. Who's not to say that that money didn't fall out of some murderer's pocket and it's supposed to go to
Ooh!
Me?
What if the murderer's gonna find you because you have their money?
Take my chances.
Mean, that's horrible karma. I'm not even gonna make it to Philly if there's a murder.
I did change her name just in case there was something suspicious going on. I'm kind of conflicted on this. Anytime that I found money, to me, I always do my due diligence in trying to find its rightful owner.
Yeah.
And then
wait, quick look around. Anybody?
Right. That's my due diligence. I do one look over this shoulder, one look over that shoulder. I'm like, zoop.
Polly goes, anybody? No.
Anybody want some money?
All right.
No, you want some? No.
It's not yours.
Mine now.
Let's go to the bank.
It's the murderers.
I'm a little torn here because I see both sides because my
famous for seeing both sides.
I see both sides because, you know, sometimes the universe works in strange ways to help you out. And it's not always, you know, a friend who's like, hey, I just happened to get some money and I can help you move. Mm. Maybe this is the universe saying, I want you to take this opportunity. You've really been trying and working hard. This is how we're going to reward you. By dropping off money from a serial killer.
We're
making all kind of assumptions.
But
like
that's
you're
what you
also
have to do.
No, you don't. You don't have to make all the assumptions because you know what happens when you assume?
What? You get stabbed by a murderer.
No, you make an ass out of you and me.
Here's what I'm curious about. If you found money before, how much was it and what did you do with it?
Right.
Did you keep it? Did you return it? There will be no judgment from us. But I'm just curious, if you've been in that situation, did you notice that all of a sudden there was bad luck in your life for keeping the money? And maybe we can help Anna make a decision here. 87, give it away. It's Hot 101.5. And that's what Miguel and Holly fan member Anna is trying to figure out now.
Yeah, exactly. She, she's in pretty dire straits. She had been furloughed for a year. Her side hustles are not equaling the money she was making. She did get a job offer in Philly, but really cannot afford to move there and is just in this pickle. Until she found some money. She was running on Bayshore and found an envelope in the parking lot with $2,500 in it.
And we're kind of split. Scott's saying, call the police.
Yeah, that could be some drug money. A murderer might have had it there waiting for another murderer because I think they hang out to pick it up. You don't want to pick up that move. Like, they might murder you.
This is not a Netflix special.
Yeah, where do you think they get those Netflix specials?
In real life. You're saying she should just keep it.
Keep it?
Yeah.
No, just keep it. Like, I literally would have looked around.
Oh, good.
And been
murderer?
Like, anybody?
Anybody, what do you do?
Oh, this is a gift from the universe.
All right, let's go to Amanda in Bradenton. You actually work for the sheriff's department. And so you have, like, the official, is it law on what you should do when you find money?
Yeah.
What is it?
So basically, there's a law that if you find anything, you're supposed to turn it over to the sheriff's department. And then if in 90 days, if that money isn't claimed by the rightful owner, then it can legally go to the finder, and the finder just has to claim it, and it's their money.
Now, do you all call the person back that brought in the money that was found, or do they have to, like...
I'm sure they have to call. I'd be calling every day. Is it 90 days yet? What's going on?
We do have people that call, like, on the 90 days, they call. Sometimes it depends on the agency. Sometimes they'll call the finder back and be like, hey, your 90 days is up. You can have your money. But, I mean, it depends on the agency. But right. Legally, if that money's not claimed in 90 days, it goes to the finder.
Interesting. Amanda, thank you so much for the info. I mean, I don't know what Anna's timeline is, but it doesn't sound like she has 90 days to wait and right. give it to the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
I don't know. Joanne in Tampa, so how much money did you find?
I found $15,000.
Oh!
$15,000!
I sound like you're like Bob Barker back in the day. Holy moly. Wow. How did you find this money, and then what did you do with it?
So I went to an antique store, and I bought an old record player. So when I got home, the record player had like two envelopes, like two really old rusty envelopes. I didn't think nothing of it. I thought it was probably like, you know, like extra parts or like the cleaning kit or something. Mm-hmm. So when I opened those envelopes, it was like full of all $100 bills. Whoa. And a total of $15,000. So at that point, I was like, okay, I can either go back to the record store and like return this, or I can keep it. And then I started asking my friends, and some of my friends told me, listen, like, it's an antique store. Back in the day, a lot of old people used to like hide their money. Mm-hmm. In, you know, in their furniture and things like that, you know, like to like savings. And she was like, if you give it back to the records, but I mean, they're not going to do nothing with it other than keep it themselves. Mm-hmm. So I, at the point, I was like, you know what? I just kept it.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense. I'll keep that one.
I think that it was a sign of the universe because not even 2 months later, my grandma, I'm from another country. I'm from Colombia. And my grandma got super, super sick. If it was not because of that money, I wouldn't have been able to help with my grandma's medical situation and actually, like, save her life because I was able to help my family with all of those medical issues.
Do you see?
So I honestly think that it was the universe's. That money just had a purpose, and it was to save my grandma's life.
Okay, this situation is way different.
Joanne, thank you. Joanne, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you for your phone call. Glad you found that money, and I'm glad you're able to help your grandmother out. Have a great morning, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right, we'll need to take more phone calls. We're done.
Okay.
That's it. That is
a different situation. Nope. That is old. Nope. Because that is old money. Like, you already know, like, the people that put it in there, long gone.
Nope. Well, okay, if you're going to be like that, Mr. Switch the Fence.
I'm just saying, like, I think that's
you
fake.
You can go to the record store, find out who originally dropped off the record player, get the records for the record player.
No. The record store ain't tracking you.
Family.
I am now on Holly's side.
Oh my gosh!
That filled it for me.
Money.
I mean, because listen,
who are we to figure out what karma wants?
Right. You found money on this street.
Yes, you found money.
How do you think drug deals happen?
Street.
They just put it by a trash can. And they're like, "Yo,
what is with you
Bob.
And drugs? Who cares? Like, what are they coming to your house?
Maybe.
No, they don't want to get caught.
Listen. I think that Anna has done her due diligence. She thought about it. She hasn't just spent the money.
Good luck, Anna.
So I'm just saying, she asked us. We asked the Tampa Bay community. And Joanne is the ruler. Thank you for everyone else that's on hold right now. But that's it. So, Anna, let us know what you end up doing.
Good luck, girl.
You're going to be good. Because you could end up saving lives with whatever job you're supposed to do.
Or
because
losing
that money you found. It's 828.
Very, very scared.